Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, we mentioned a couple of minutes ago that it is day one of Wimbledon, and for the first time in the competition's history, there's actually going to be no line judges. An AI system.
Here.
Is going to replace the human eye, calling out the shots that are in, the shots that are out. And this is actually breaking a 147-year tradition, which is kind of wild. Now, one person who knows all about the ins and outs of Wimbledon is one of our colleagues, Hebe Lawson, who is here with us in studio right now. Hebe, you work on Today FM, which is one of our sister stations.
I do indeed.
And you were a ball girl at Wimbledon.
I was, yeah.
How did you get to be a ball girl at Wimbledon?
Well, I'm very lucky. I grew up near Wimbledon, which helps. And they just hire people from local schools, and you have to train up and do a lot of training, drills, and learning everything, and learning how to play tennis, how to score it, how to roll, how to run, how to be as fit as possible, everything. So I was just lucky.
So, like, do you go to a certain school? Like, you said they come to schools and they find people from local schools. Did you have to go to a certain, like, was it like the Wimbledon training camp? Because I'm sorry, that's a Netflix documentary. Forget those American cheerleaders. I want to see that behind the scenes.
It was like Hunger Games. So every week we'd go. Yeah, they'd come into school at the very start and be like, hey, do you fancy doing this? And every week we would train up at school, and we'd have, like, our teachers would be trained to be able to train us. And then every week we'd then all go to Wimbledon to a very specific training camp. And then you would be drilled for like 2 hours nonstop. Every single thing you do, whether it's a roll or a feed, which is when they put the hand up in the air, you get marked out of five. And if you drop below a certain mark, you will not be back next week.
Oh my God, it's like RuPaul's Drag Race, but for people, for ball girls. I'm obsessed.
Now combine those two and that would be amazing. I want to see that.
Ball girls stand before me.
TV show in the making right there. So on average, how long does it take to actually be qualified to become one of the ball girls?
Training starts in October.
Yeah.
So you're training from October, and then you don't know until about a week or two before Wimbledon kicks off.
That's like, can't.
And when it's you crazy. Found out that you were going to be a ball girl, were you nervous?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Because I didn't even think, even when you get to Wimbledon, so day one today, these people might be kicked out by next week. So if they're not good enough every day, they're out.
Well, and what does a typical day for Wimbledon look like? Like, as in, are you just, you rock in and then you're told where you're going to be, what your shift is going to be, who you're going to be, like, what, operating,
a
what
match day.
Yeah.
So they pick you up on a coach if you live further away. You'll go with all the ball kids, turn up, you have breakfast together, and then you have an hour on and an hour off. So an hour on a court, and then you're doing all the normal things that you see out and about. Come back, maybe have some food, strawberries and cream, standard things that ball kids get to do. And you're not allowed your phone, so you're playing lots of card games. All the card games I know come from when I was a Wimbledon ball girl.
Wow.
All that kind of thing. We have pool tables and table tennis tables, which is quite funny.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's great. And then you just go back on for another hour, off, on, until the day's finished.
Wow. And are there many rules or kind of like etiquette that you have to follow, like in terms of maybe like what you wear, how you act, you know, can you talk to the players?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. It's, you're meant to not be seen. So the idea is that no one wants to know that there's a ball kid on a court.
Okay, you're invisible.
You have your uniform, which is Ralph Lauren. It's very nice.
Ooh.
I still have all of mine. It's
you brought us in the hat from 2015. Like, I'm actually holding it right now. This is kind of iconic. This was on Wimbledon's
you
courts.
You get a good pretty penny for that if you sold it, to be fair. Wow. I've sold most of my kit off, and it's done well.
It's done well.
Wow.
It's done well.
I wouldn't see that invented.
Strange enough, you would. Have a look. So you go on and you have your kit. You even have a water bottle holder that you put your water bottle in, so it doesn't look like a water bottle. It's all very prestige and very fancy. You have certain postures you have to perform, certain ways you walk on. You have to know how to march. That's really important.
Okay.
You have to know how to feed, how to roll, how to stand. Yeah.
And finally, was there any players when they came on? Because you're a tennis fan, I presume.
The thing is, I wasn't. Oh. So it actually made me a tennis fan more than, like, I'd been to Wimbledon a few times. It's a local thing you have to go to, like, every year. But I was never any good at tennis. But it made me absolutely fall in love with the game, because you know it back to front.
Was there any standout kind of players or standout matches that you kind of saw in person and kind of thought, I can't believe I've been here for this?
Yeah, I worked on, what's his name? I held Nadal's racket. I picked up Nadal's racket and took it to the Restringers, and he said, thank you. Very nice guy. I met, who else did I meet? Kyrgios he's known for being a bit of a terror to all the
We love
kids.
The terrors.
He's known for being a terror, but he was incredible to work with. Heather Watson, if you know Heather Watson, UK player, she was amazing. I did the men's wheelchairs double final,
wow,
which was like probably the best one I did. It was amazing, so much fun. And Claire Boulding laughed at me, which was always really good. Incredible commentator. Yeah, it was amazing. There were just so many things. Did a lot of warm-up matches, did Djokovic's warm-up match. So I got to work with him a little bit. And yeah, it's just, there's so much to take away from it.
Hebe, if they call you again, are you going back?
Oh, I wish. Only if they can give me some more strawberries and cream and I'll take it.
Yes. Oh, listen, I guarantee they taste different.
Oh, at Wimbledon.
It's like having sangria in Spain. Yeah. It tastes different when you make it at home. Hebe Lawson, thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder with you for your Monday.
And we are joined in studio right now by producer Cahal. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
You're here for Come Here Till I Tell You. So this is a segment that we have every single Monday at 12:15 on 98FM. Just give us a recap of what it is if we have any new ears on it.
Yeah, so it's, I suppose, taking trends and different things that you see online that people might know but not might not really understand and kind of dissecting it. We've talked about the Apple Dance. We've talked about different things like that. We give a word of the week every week. And it's just, I suppose, dissecting those trends that you might hear and you might scroll past and be like, What is that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So for there's maybe people who aren't, I suppose, as online as myself. Like I spend a lot of time looking at trends and dissecting them and jumping in them, jumping on them, I suppose. So yeah, that's why I'm here to tell you those.
Because Cahal is a Gen Z as well. So you are kind of our Gen Z correspondent in that. So that's why you're perfectly suited for
absolutely.
This.
So Cahal, where are we going this week?
So I suppose I want to take you back to like maybe the early noughties when you're sitting watching, I suppose, one of those kind of classic rom-coms or coming-of-age teenage movies. And my mind goes to Parent Trap when I hear these kind of songs, but it's a trend where it's, I suppose, dissecting someone's life and saying, this is Leanne. And it talks about how they're getting on in life and things like that.
Okay.
And it's kind of done in a really older man's voice over the tune of Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn.
Tune.
And I suppose the only way I can really explain it is by showing you.
Okay. So and we'll have a listen to this. So
this is Emily. She's fast approaching 30.
Excuse me, I'm 28.
She's getting married this year to Mr. Jim Bob. She still hasn't found a wedding dress, but she's more stressed about the snack to guests ratio right now.
That is true.
Okay, so I feel like that is very familiar. Again, if you've watched like coming of age films and stuff like that, it's taking a moment in your life and doing like a live narration, basically.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Or like a part of your life, she's about to get married. I've seen ones where people are like, she doesn't know what she's doing in her job. Does she want to travel abroad? Who knows?
Okay.
And it like finishes a bit like that. But like influencers, TikTokers, everyone is jumping on it and they're like all putting their own spin on it. They're actually using a Santa Claus voice AI generator.
Oh,
so that's what you're hearing there.
So like we could make that video basically if we went onto the certain template for this on TikTok or whatever. So anyone can make this.
It's basically a text-to-speech thing. But I have wrote a little piece for both of you.
Oh,
so I might do my best Santa Claus.
Oh my goodness.
This is going to be so good.
Okay, so we have Sherilyn, we have Got to Be Real.
Yep.
Are you ready for yours, Paul?
Oh my God.
Oh,
I know. He's going to roast me. I can feel this.
Okay, let's have a listen to Paul Ryder.
Meet Paul, a radio presenter by day and drag performer by night, and kind of the person who wants to wear shorts in December without blinking. He's married to Eddie, adores his two chaotic dogs, and has a deeply committed relationship with the Iced Americanos. Life, he's not overthinking it. Just vibing, performing, and figuring it out one sequin at a time.
Oh, brilliant. That is so good.
You like very good. I thought you were going to roast me. Actually, you're very nice.
That's so brilliant.
Leanne,
oh,
are you ready?
Oh,
I guess so. Okay.
Ow. This is Leanne, 27, a radio host, a DJ, and possibly Kerry's number one fan. She's also a big fan of her boyfriend, Sean. She's the first on the dance floor and the last one to leave, and the kind of person who somehow makes every night fabulous.
Aww.
And her heart, well, that's solid gold. But if you beat her at a game, prepare for drama, because being a sore loser, well, that's just part of her competitive charm.
True.
Very good.
God, that is brilliant.
Oh,
I love
goodness.
It.
So jump on that trend if you can. And our word of the week, folks.
Yes.
It's what people are actually saying now. So maybe it's going to be a new Gen Z word, but it's kind of trending on TikTok as well. It's just a progression of what the hell. Everyone's saying, What the hell?
Both of you know it. I've never heard that. What the hell?
And I heard the other day marching the Pride Parade, I heard, what the hellionce?
What the hellionce?
Sorry, an extension onto an extension. What is the words becoming?
Very good. I love it.
Carl, if people want to find you on social media,
at Mr. O'Sullivan.
Very, very good. Come here till I tell you, continues next week.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.